Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Lamentations as we continue in our Through the Bible series cover to cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Lamentations 3, verses 19 through 24.
Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in Him.
Do your sin and struggles ever restrain you from going to God? When I realize I've fallen short, my internal narrative often goes like this. I can't go to God now. It was just a few days ago that I messed up in the exact same way. I'm embarrassed and I'm worried God is frustrated with me. I'm going to keep my distance from Him, maybe figure out how I'm going to change first. Do you resonate with this pattern of thought? What do you assume God feels about you when you lose your temper with your spouse? When you cross a physical boundary with the person you're dating? When you give into a temptation you're resolved to fight against? Given our inclination to hesitate before going to God when we sin, the message of Lamentations is wonderfully surprising. The book is a poetic reflection on Israel's exile and the siege of their capital, Jerusalem. As a consequence for their sin, Israel has been overtaken by Babylon and carried off into captivity. In this tragic event, every symbol of God's presence has been taken away. The promised land God gave to them, the temple and its worship practices, and the ruling royal line of David from which God promised a saving king was to come. God's people are grieving at the deterioration of their nation and suffering at the hands of their captors as violence ransacks their home. The author of this book understands that these circumstances are God's judgment of the nation's sins. He knows they are deserved. The Lord is in the right, he says in chapter 1. But given this reality, the author doesn't stay at a distance. He goes to God with the pain he's experiencing. Why? Because he knows that God is a God of compassion. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail, he says in chapter 3, verse 22. The author believes that God will remain faithful to his people even in the face of their sin. His hope is not that his people will clean up their act and become good enough to earn God's favor. Rather, his hope is in God's resilient love and faithfulness. He says, God's mercies are new every morning. They do not run out. God's deepest heart, what he delights to do, it's to show compassion to his people. So the author of Lamentations boldly voices his thoughts and processes his experiences before God. He asks God to hear his cries and acknowledge his pain. The shocking part to me about all of this is that God actually loves to show compassion. When I show forgiveness to someone, it's often begrudgingly. It's, I guess we're good, but give me a little more time to get over it. Or even after forgiving someone who's hurt me, I'm less inclined to go out of my way to show them love. With God, it's the opposite. The book Gentle and Lowly describes it this way. That God is rich in mercy means that our haunting shame is not a problem for him, but the very thing he loves most to work with. It means our sins do not cause his love to take a hit. Our sins cause his love to surge forward all the more. One concrete experience that's helped me wrap my mind around this a little more is noticing how I respond when my one-year-old son is hurting. If he falls or if he's sick and in pain, my heart goes out to him even more than when he's happy and well. I long to show him how cared for and loved he is. And if you think about it, our sin is an illness. It infects our hearts. It causes us pain and suffering. As our Heavenly Father, God hates to see us in this state. Our sins cause His love to surge forward all the more. In Lamentations 3:58, we see that God's compassion leads to restoration. O Lord, you have pleaded my soul's cause. You have redeemed my life, the author says. He's referring to the way God restored him in this specific circumstance. But this verse points to the ultimate form of restoration that came for us in the person of Christ. Jesus took up his people's cause when he went to the cross for them. He took on the judgment humanity's sin deserved, the judgment that the book of Lamentation mourns. And Jesus redeemed his people's lives when he rose from the dead, making a way for people to have new and eternal life in him. When we sin and we experience the consequences of our sin, maybe it's strain in a relationship, maybe it's the weight of guilt, maybe it's chaos in our life, we need to turn our gaze and look at the cross. The word compassion means to suffer with. And because Jesus came to earth, took on our humanity, and then felt the weight of all the sin in the world on the cross, we know that he can empathize with us. We know that he can enter into our suffering with us. The cross not only shines out the compassion we have in God, but also the hope. It declares that our sins do not have the final word. God's grace does. Is there something keeping you from coming to God now? Knowing that your sins don't turn God away from you, but actually open the floodgates of his heart of compassion for you. Would you take a moment to bring any sin or pain to God now? One thing that really stands out to me in the book of Lamentations is that God gives his people the space to struggle and to wrestle with him. The author of this book doesn't hold back from expressing frustration and confusion over his painful circumstances to God. If you think about it, God knows our thoughts already, so there's no use in trying to censor what we communicate to him. Instead of sulking alone in our negative thoughts or venting to a friend, why not bring our experiences to God first? The more we grasp the compassion of God, the more we'll be inclined to come to him with our pain and struggles. Remember the message of Lamentations. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. As you listen to the worship song, reflect on and praise God for his compassionate heart for you.
For everyone who's hurting, wait on the Lord. For everyone who's broken, wait on the Lord.